Protest. Yes, it's sheer vandalism or football hooliganism that is becoming an increasing problem for both the authorities and people living in the vicinity of football stadiums. The Interior Ministry has now announced strict new measures to bring the problem under control. So what's to be done? A question for Jan Wellinger, who has been following the story and joins me now in the studio. So Jan, what's in the pipeline?
Well, Daniela, as you said there, obviously hooliganism does continue to be a major drain on funds and police resources, as well as a safety threat. Before we look at some of the solutions that are in mind now, just look back to the 2007 and 2008 season when we saw various inglorious incidents, including a game between Sparta and Slavia in which hooligans really took it to the stadium, setting seats on fire, fighting with police in riot gear, and basically causing damages in the millions of crowns. Now, of course, the Interior Ministry wants to put a stop to all of that. The question is how? Well, this week they sent out a long-awaited proposal outlining plans on dealing with or basically keeping track of known and repeat offenders. Ultimately, like in Great Britain, there are hopes that rowdies will basically get club bans if they do continue in that kind of behavior. And basically cutting them out of the picture is what the Interior Ministry hopes to do.
And how will this monitoring of hooligans or rowdies work?
Basically, the cornerstone of the plan is for clubs and stadiums to rely on closed circuit TV cameras to monitor hooligans' activities and eventually to help form a kind of database. That information should then be shared between clubs, making it easier to pinpoint problems and to basically see repeat and dangerous behavior. That would also make it easier to take legal action and to implement those bans that we're talking about. It needs to be stressed, though, that the Office for the Protection of Personal Data was consulted closely on the project. It's interesting there to note that, for instance, they agreed that cameras would not be able to analyze or target individuals based on biometric data. So that's something we won't see.
Right. Well, how soon can we actually expect results?
Well, the Interior Ministry would like to see this implemented by the next soccer season, which basically means late August. They do think that they'll be successful, of course. Right now it's very difficult to gauge how successful they'll be, but basically the situation until now has been intolerable, so any kind of measures would hopefully be an improvement. There are other changes that should be implemented, among them a stricter separation of opposing fans, fans from opposing clubs who could resort to violence. There should be new fences, basically steps making stadiums safer. Also, one interesting aspect is that they, in the future, they may rely on actual on-site courts of law, courts on the premises capable of charging and trying serious offenders on the spot. So that is one very sort of strong deterrent, which officials are hoping will change behavior in the future.
Right. Well, let's hope we see an improvement soon. Jan Wellinger, thanks very much for that.